Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't build, touch a country in the city.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Tell us about Doraville. Hard to find Doraville these days. Atlanta has absorbed it. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Brian Mattermore. Growth-engine.com, is that right, Brian?
It is, yep.
So check out the website. Can they find your books there?
They can, yeah, and the books are on Amazon, you know, 21 Days of Big Idea, Idea Stormers, 99% Inspiration, they're all on Amazon.
Check that out, and tell us what you do for your customers.
We help them come up with new stuff, solve problems, and it's not just new products, which an innovation agency does, but we're working on, I heard you talk about supply chain and logistics,
yep.
Helping companies deal with those challenges. It's creative solutions. It's questioning assumptions, wishing, all those sort of classic and standard creative techniques we get our companies to apply.
Mm-hmm. So check that out, folks, growth-engine.com, and the books especially. So we're talking about the challenge that we have today, finding people to work. And for a long time we said qualified people, but now it's just people to work. I mean, I think just getting someone to fog a mirror would make a lot of employers happy. I see this as an economic headwind waiting to happen. And of course, hopefully the 10 million people who are unemployed will come back to the marketplace and go to work. But from a creative standpoint, I'm recommending that people train their own, that they quit trying.
Yes.
I'm telling them, quit looking for qualified people. Find smart people who want to work, who you're compatible with, and train them to do what you want them to do. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, and I think that gets back to, you know, obviously who you're hiring, right? I mean, and so you got to make sure that you're not doing desperate hiring. You have to be, creative about how you hire, how people think. And to me, the biggest thing is the capacity for learning, number one, and the capacity for coming up with, quote, new ideas. Because both of those are critical. Obviously, motivation and a good character are prerequisites. But given those, I had talked to the general manager of the Mets one time. He's a Dartmouth grad, and we were in a meeting together. And I said, "Well, how do you know the difference between a minor league player that has great potential and a major league star?" And he said, "There's just one thing." And he said it was, this is Sandy Alderson, he had said, it's their ability to learn.
Hmm.
And, gosh, I was so taken aback because I didn't think he would say that, you know.
Wow.
And so you can ask about
you,
that.
You thought he was going to say hit a curve, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what we're talking about, folks, is we haven't changed the original point of how to interview, how to find these people. But it's important that you start thinking about what kind of person should I be looking for. And I mean, if you're trying to interview people that you think can come to work and be fully trained right out of the box, then that's a smaller group of people. But if you'd like to expand your opportunity to a larger crowd, and then from that group, pick out the one that has the ability to learn, as you say, and bring that person on and train them. I mean, I think that's going to be the future. I just think it's going to simplify things. It's going to take longer, more effort, but I think you'll be happier. What do you think?
Well, I do, and I think there's some really simple things you can do in your interviews to know really, really quickly the quality of the person's thinking and their ability to learn, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we had a small company or have a small company. We were interviewing a candidate, and I happened to ask this candidate, you know, how deep is the Mariana Trench, right, which is the deepest point in the Pacific Ocean, right? And, you know, nobody really, I mean, we know, but I wouldn't expect her to have the answer.
Did they,
but
did
I wanted
they say
her
nobody's
come...
ever asked me a smart aleck question like that before?
I mean, it's, you know, it sounds a little contrived, right? But,
yeah.
But you know, when I watched her thinking process, she, you know, she had said, yeah, I just think it would go on and on and on forever. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
She was a creative person, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, she wasn't sort of rooted in reality here.
Right.
So they're different, you know, things you – you know, we sometimes ask – and, again, this sounds contrived, but it's critical. You know, what are your favorite movies and why? And, you know, if I told you my three of my favorite movies are Animal House, All the President's Men, and Patton, I mean, you – in about – 5 seconds, you've got a, and Princess Bride,
right.
You've got a really good idea of what kind of person I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you can ask, well, what's so great about All the President's Men? And you say, well, you know, they wouldn't
mm-hmm.
give up, they solved the problem in such an interesting
would
way.
You,
et
cetera. Wouldn't you want to ask them the questions also about solution solving, problem solving? Ask them some kind of
absolutely
almost a math question that's you know a word question.
Yeah, I mean you know we've asked people. Well, the Mariana Trench is kind of like that, or you know Enrico Fermi, you know the nuclear physicist, asked his students at the University of Chicago how many piano tuners are there in Chicago, and so it's let's see, there are probably 3 million people. You know, one of five
yeah,
have probably have pianos.
Yeah.
And you work it through.
It's not so much if they can do it, but are they even interested in doing it? Would they even try?
Exactly.
That's what you want. You want somebody to even try. Even if they don't have the right equation, did they try to do it? Growth-engine.com.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
We always enjoy having you on the show. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to check out his books. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasting. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.